Part 2. Part 2.
You will hear three conversations. Listen to the conversations and answer the questions. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. You will hear each conversation twice. Look at the questions for conversation 1. Conversation 1. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. Yes, well, maybe. I'm just trying to decide which of these pairs of shoes to buy. I'm having a hard time making up my mind. Do you think these red ones are too small for me?
Let's see. No, they look just right. Your toes aren't touching the end of the shoes, are they?
No, not at all. They just feel a bit, well, snug.
They might be a bit narrow for you, but they're made from good quality leather and it will stretch out to fit your foot once you've worn them a few times.
All right. So I don't have to worry about that then?
They're both very nice shoes. Which do you prefer?
I love them both. That's the problem.
Well, you could always buy them both.
No, really, I don't need either. I'll have to choose one or the other.
The red pair are very stylish this autumn, but the black ones are classics. Do you want something trendy to bring your wardrobe up to date, or do you want something you can wear for many years to come with all sorts of outfits?
The black ones are also rather more expensive.
But they're very comfortable, aren't they? It's rare to find a high-heeled shoe that is so kind to the foot. This is really a top-of-the-line design.
They are more comfortable than the red shoes. I think I'll have to splash out and get them.
Can I help you?
Oh, hello. Yes, well, maybe. I'm just trying to decide which of these pairs of shoes to buy. I'm having a hard time making up my mind. Do you think these red ones are too small for me?
Let's see. No, they look just right. Your toes aren't touching the end of the shoes, are they?
No, not at all. They just feel a bit, well, snug.
They might be a bit narrow for you, but they're made from good quality leather and it will stretch out to fit your foot once you've worn them a few times.
All right. So I don't have to worry about that then?
They're both very nice shoes. Which do you prefer?
I love them both. That's the problem.
Well, you could always buy them both.
No, really, I don't need either. I'll have to choose one or the other.
The red pair are very stylish this autumn, but the black ones are classics. Do you want something trendy to bring your wardrobe up to date, or do you want something you can wear for many years to come with all sorts of outfits?
The black ones are also rather more expensive.
But they're very comfortable, aren't they? It's rare to find a high-heeled shoe that is so kind to the foot. This is really a top-of-the-line design.
They are more comfortable than the red shoes. I think I'll have to splash out and get them.
Now, look at the questions for conversation 2.
Conversation 2.
Like this?
Almost. You need to lean forward a bit more, but don't bend at the waist, and try to make smooth movements. After all, this is a dance class, not a basketball game. That's better. Now show me the steps again. Ready? Okay, 1 and 2 and 3. Oops!
Oh, sorry. I think I've forgotten something.
Okay, watch Bill and me do this step.
Oh, so it starts with the left foot.
That's right. And you must be decisive when you start, because in tango, the man is the choreographer, so to speak. If you don't know what you're doing, your partner doesn't have a chance of knowing. She's relying on you to direct her.
It's difficult.
Of course it is. It's just a matter of repetition and practice, though. One more thing to remember. Don't sway from side to side so much before you begin. First, find the rhythm of the music, and then be sure to begin on a strong beat. You and your partner will both listen for this. And then when you're ready to begin by taking a step forward, first make a small movement backwards with your arms and body. This will let your partner know that you are about to step, and she can prepare herself to step also. Let's try again. Very good.
Yes, I'm beginning to understand, I think. But there's so much to remember, and it looks so effortless when you and Bill dance. Like this?
Almost. You need to lean forward a bit more, but don't bend at the waist, and try to make smooth movements. After all, this is a dance class, not a basketball game. That's better. Now show me the steps again. Ready? Okay, 1 and 2 and 3. Oops!
Oh, sorry. I think I've forgotten something.
Okay, watch Bill and me do this step.
Oh, so it starts with the left foot.
That's right. And you must be decisive when you start, because in tango, the man is the choreographer, so to speak. If you don't know what you're doing, your partner doesn't have a chance of knowing. She's relying on you to direct her.
It's difficult.
Of course it is. It's just a matter of repetition and practice, though. One more thing to remember. Don't sway from side to side so much before you begin. First, find the rhythm of the music, and then be sure to begin on a strong beat. You and your partner will both listen for this. And then when you're ready to begin by taking a step forward, first make a small movement backwards with your arms and body. This will let your partner know that you are about to step, and she can prepare herself to step also. Let's try again. Very good.
Yes, I'm beginning to understand, I think. But there's so much to remember, and it looks so effortless when you and Bill dance.
Now, look at the questions for conversation 3.
Conversation 3.
Hi, John. How was the game?
It went very well, actually. We won 4-1.
Wow, congratulations. I'm really sorry I couldn't be there to cheer you on.
Don't worry. I know you have that deadline on Friday. You had to work. It's not your fault.
I know, but I still feel bad. I should be there to support you.
If you're feeling bad now, just wait till we have children. Then you'll really have a lot to feel guilty about. There will be endless competitions and games and rehearsals.
Yes, well, that's why I want to wait a while to have children.
I'm just saying you should try to relax a bit and not feel guilty about doing what you have to do. It's not the end of the world.
So, back to the game. Who made the scores?
Well, Timothy made 2 of them. Bob made 1. But I think the goalkeeper was asleep that time, because if he'd been paying attention, he could have stopped it easily.
Hi, John. How was the game?
It went very well, actually. We won 4-1.
Wow, congratulations. I'm really sorry I couldn't be there to cheer you on.
Don't worry. I know you have that deadline on Friday. You had to work. It's not your fault.
I know, but I still feel bad. I should be there to support you.
If you're feeling bad now, just wait till we have children. Then you'll really have a lot to feel guilty about. There will be endless competitions and games and rehearsals.
Yes, well, that's why I want to wait a while to have children.
I'm just saying you should try to relax a bit and not feel guilty about doing what you have to do. It's not the end of the world.
So, back to the game. Who made the scores?
Well, Timothy made 2 of them. Bob made 1. But I think the goalkeeper was asleep that time, because if he'd been paying attention, he could have stopped it easily.
That is the end of part 2.